Mick Barry, TD, joins me by phone. Mick, good morning.
Good morning to you, Neil.
So this is the anti-eviction legislation signed into law. I won't keep you long because we're both up the walls. So what's the story? This stops everything. It freezes it for, what, a three-month period, am I right?
Yeah, they're going to stop the clock on notices to quit, eviction notices, for a period of 90 days. So your researchers rang me last week with an example of someone who had rung into your show. So let's use that example as a for instance, yeah?
Thank you.
Okay, so I think your caller had received a notice to quit, which was approximately 4 months, and they were being asked to leave their home by the end of July, right?
That's because the clock was already ticking on them.
The clock was already ticking on them. But what will happen is this legislation will be passed by the Dáil, it will be passed by the Seanad, and then will be signed into law by the President. Now, on the day that the President signs the law and makes it the law of the land by signing it in, that's the clock will stop for 90 days. So let's say that that person was entitled to 120 days notice and you are 20 days in on the day that it's signed into law. Yeah.
Yes.
What would happen then is that it would be frozen. The clock would be stopped for 3 months. And then when the 3 months were over, if the legislation was not renewed, the clock would start ticking again, and that would be his 21st day.
Oh, right? I see. So the RTB requirement is added to the 90 days.
Yes. So I think your caller was being asked to leave their home by the end of July.
Yeah.
What this will do is it will give him and his family an extra 90 days, so that pushes it back to the end of October. Of course, you know me, Neil, and I don't think that the person should have to leave at the end of October either. I'll be putting down amendments to ask that the anti-eviction legislation isn't just for 90 days. There should be anti-eviction legislation full stop.
In all circumstances, even where the landlord needs to live in it himself or herself, or they want to sell it?
Yeah, in Germany, in Sweden, in Denmark and the Netherlands, a tenant cannot be asked to leave on grounds of sale of property. A landlord can, of course, sell a property, but the tenant must remain in situ. And okay. I think that should be okay. The law of the land here. So this legislation doesn't go far enough, as far as I'm concerned, but I hope it will be of some relief to your caller.
This is fantastic news, and I thank you for it, that anybody that's already on eviction notice, when the President signs this, that eviction notice freezes, the 90-day period kicks in with legislation from the state. If that's not renewed, then the statutory notice to quit, that clock starts ticking again, am I right?
Yeah, there are one or two exceptions, but anyone who's asked basically on economic grounds, that will apply to them. If someone was after smashing up a place and had been asked to leave, the landlord can proceed with the eviction, but the person has the right to appeal to the RTB, and in the current circumstances, that would take a period of, I think, up to 15 weeks.
Okay.
So there's not much difference there.
Okay,
yeah.
But you know, circumstances like this, and I'm not saying that everybody will do this, clearly they won't, they're honest and upfront, but some people now will take this as a get-out-of-jail card not to pay rent, yeah?
Well, the legislation will operate in such a way that the rents will have to be paid, and I think, actually, I'd have to go back and check it, but I think that's one of the one or two exceptions that I mentioned there just a moment ago.
If you don't pay rent, then all bets are off.
I think that is the position, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's the position.
Fantastic.
Having said that, we will be pressing amendments to say that people who have been affected by the crisis, who've been laid off and who've lost income as a result, that rents in those cases should be waived, or at the very least reduced for the duration of the crisis. Bear in mind that many of the landlords whose properties have mortgages will benefit from the mortgage holiday that was agreed with the five big banks the week before last.
And they should pass it on, yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise we can have an avalanche of notices to quit and evictions towards the end of the year, or when the crisis has passed its worst phase, because a lot of people are going to be down on income, and will struggle to pay the rent unless rents are waived or at the very least reduced.
Okay. Listen, you clarified that. Just very, very quickly, do you think that what was announced yesterday has gone far enough?
No, I don't. I think there were many welcome measures, but the big weakness in it, I think, is the question of the non-essential workplaces which are being left open.
Give me an example.
Construction sites are still open and big factories, in many cases, are still open. You had the woman from Italy on just before the news, and I understand that a ban on non-essential workplaces opening was only finally introduced in Italy last Saturday night. And if you look at the areas of Italy with the highest number of deaths, they are precisely the areas of industry with the biggest concentration of industry and workplaces. And I think a lot of people in Italy would look back now and say we should have closed all the non-essential workplaces 2 or 3 weeks ago. Let's hope that we're not looking back in regret in Ireland. They should be closed straight away, in my opinion. And I think if the government aren't prepared to take that step, that workers need to discuss about...
Including all needed housing and apartment blocks for people to live in, you're saying, yeah? Stop the building?
I think if a health facility was being built at the moment, that should obviously proceed.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
Anything else that's not essential to life and sustenance at the moment should be closed. Because you have workplaces of more than 100 people, workplaces of more than 1,000 people. People are going into work. There's a huge contradiction between that and people being told not to socially gather in groups of more than 4 people.
Okay, I'll leave it at that.
The construction industry lobbied very hard with the government to keep the sites open.
Yeah, but the union, the Construction Workers' Union, Unite, are very unhappy with it. But we'll leave it at that. Thanks for that. At least you've given an answer to my question. Construction sites would be one of the glaring ones that you would close. Thank you for that, Mick. Much obliged. Mick Barry, TD.